WFGO.com.
Christian Ponder or Matt Cassel? You are Leslie Frazier, Pinto. Quickly, Matt Cassel or Christian Ponder? Who do you start on Sunday for the Minnesota Vikings?
Matt Cassel. Oh, that hurt.
I think you have to. I mean, why is it? To the best of my knowledge, the Vikings haven't yet said, the Vikings being Leslie Frazier, hasn't yet said who is going to start. Although I know that Christian Ponder today, according to one of the NFL insider type guys, Adam Schlechter or somebody, Schefter, whatever, said that Christian Ponder's been cleared to start or cleared to play on Sunday, So that leaves it open, right? That it could either be Christian Ponder or Matt Cassel. Josh Freeman, the Vikings' new quarterback, he's not going to play. They've already said that, right?
Not ready to.
He's just the plays in the offense. He's not ready to play. He's not going to play on Sunday for the Vikings.
Right.
But Frazier hasn't said Cassel, who should be getting the nod, correct?
Yes.
Without question.
Yes.
There should be no doubt.
He should be.
After his performance, it wasn't super duper great against the, Pirates, Steelers over in London, but it was better than anything Ponder's done.
It is. Well, yes. Yes. It should be Cassel. Go with the hot hand.
But what if Frazier gives the nod to Ponder? And what if Ponder runs on the field on Sunday against the Carolina Panthers at the Metrodome? I believe it's a home game. What if he runs out there
as the starter?
There's going to be like a riot in the stands at the Metrodome because the fans don't want Christian Ponder to start. He shouldn't start.
Well, they won't have to pay a construction crew to tear down the Metrodome. I'll tell you that much.
They can save the money. Yep. They can make even more money. I hope that, well, we'll talk about it later in the show, and I could do a quick phone poll or a text message poll on this, but this might be the one topic where I get 100% agreement from all my listeners that it should be Matt Cassel. We'll get back to it later in the show. Folks, welcome to the Thursday edition of the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO. We have a good program lined up, but we do every day. Pinto does a great job of lining up topics, and I kind of get my brain working one way or another all day long, and we have some good shows. But today's going to be a fun show with a lot of different topics and a lot of local topics. Right now, we're going to kick off with something on the program that we started with yesterday. If you recall our conversation yesterday about the Griggs County Courthouse, we had on Ron Halverson, one of the Griggs County commissioners who was defeated in the recall election. And we had some emails coming in, some phone calls from people. And one of the commissioners who won in the recall election, who's taking a seat from an incumbent who was recalled, is a gentleman named John Wakefield. And John was listening to our program yesterday and actually called in during the show, but we didn't get a chance to get him on because we were fully booked. I called John back today and said, you know what, John, if you want to come on the program today and say your piece, you certainly can. We can have a great conversation. So I want to welcome John Wakefield, newly elected Griggs County Commissioner, to the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, John. Thanks for coming on today.
Hello, Mike. Thanks for having me.
So what got under your skin yesterday during my show, John? As I understand it, you and I talked earlier off the air. It was the email from the listener who said that all of you newly elected commissioners are all a bunch of Tea Partiers, and you're anti-government, you're anti-this and anti-that. And I think you took offense to that, John.
Well, I did take offense to that. I personally have no political affiliation. But given the election results, it's fairly evident that this was all across party lines. We, for instance, in the election, 1,300 and some odd people turned out to vote. So that was Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. It appears in this election we're going to have somewhere in that 1,100, a little bit north of 1,100 people turned out to vote. 63% of those people voted to put the county commissioners out of office. So it stands to reason that that vote was generally across party lines and not associated with any one political ideology. So that needs to be cleared up a little bit. I was a little disappointed that an unsubstantiated, unsigned email would be allowed on the air. But I understand that this show requires response, and it did its job. It elicited a response from me.
Well, and part of what we do, and you know that, John, is, you know, callers can call in and they're not identified by name, and emailers can email in, and we do have to do some of that on this program. So you're exactly right. Sometimes I think the listeners and emailers and callers make good points, and in this case, according to you, that this email was way off base. So when it comes to why this happened, John, why were all five county commissioners in Griggs County basically thrown out of office and there's going to be five new commissioners? What is it strictly and only over the courthouse, John? Is that it? Or are there other things happening here that need to be told?
Well, this is my opinion on this, but yes, it was over the courthouse, but it's not over whether or not we're going to build the courthouse. That decision has already been made. The people made the decision not to build the courthouse. The commissioners went around the vote of the people and decided to build the courthouse. The recall election resulted from that, not to stop construction of the courthouse. That was already a done deal. It was centered around the basic fundamental principle of our government that it's one person, one vote, and if you stand with the majority, you have the right to have that vote carried out. And so the election bears out that very basic principle. I don't think that this was anything as far as individual candidates, and the results are all five were put out. Well, they weren't put out on their personalities or their individual theories. They were put out, they violated the trust of the people of Griggs County. And that's my opinion on it. And again, I think the election results bear that out.
Let me ask you this question, John, because this is the tact that I took yesterday was sometimes being in a position of leadership, you have to make unpopular decisions. And sometimes you can't govern strictly by a majority vote. I know that that's a very popular way to look at things, and you look at things that way, that if the people say a certain thing, by God, that's the way it's got to be. But if the county commissioners who are in office and have been thrown out by a fair election, I'm not questioning any of that. If they deemed, with the information they had, that they had to make this decision because they thought the old courthouse was no longer safe for employees to be in, or they had to make a decision based on finances or money. At times, don't decisions have to be made that maybe go outside what happens at the ballot box? Or don't you buy that? Are you not? You're clearly not with me on that leadership sometimes requires going against the grain of the people.
Well, Mike, let me say this. Being an elected official, in my opinion, is to follow the wishes of the people. And at some time, it's very difficult to determine who is in the majority. But these elected officials have the luxury of having a poll taken in the form of a ballot three different times. They claimed that they were doing what was best for the people, but the people had already told them what was best for the people. So you can't really buy the fact that they were doing what's best for the people when the people should be entitled to tell the politicians what is best for them. So maybe this is just an ideology, and people think differently about what the function of government is. Maybe that's what this is about. But I fully believe that there should be no distinction between government and the people. I believe that the people are the government and the government are the people. And a public servant is just that he does to the best of his knowledge determine what the wishes of the majority are, and then with that information, carry out those wishes.
John Wakefield, newly elected county commissioner in Griggs County, North Dakota, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. So what's going to happen now, John, with the new courthouse? I thought I saw a news item last night that said that you guys are going to try to get the construction on the courthouse stopped. I thought that Channel 11 here in Fargo had that. Maybe I misread or misheard what they reported, but what's the next step for you then as a newly elected county commissioner?
I think that was misinterpreted. That came from a conversation that I had with a reporter from Channel 11. And what I actually said or intended to say, maybe I misquoted it, was that we needed to look into what our legal responsibilities were as it pertained to the construction of the courthouse. So what that really means is we don't want to do anything that would step over the line, that the courthouse is being built by a private company, and the people have been taken out of that equation. So really what happens with the courthouse is up to that private building authority that's been formed. They hold all the cards. They can proceed with the courthouse. They can do whatever they want with the courthouse, and the county commissioners really have no choice but at the completion of the courthouse to pay the lease agreement. So, again, no, there was never, ever any inclination that this could be stopped. We all came to the realization, or at least I came to the realization, that what was done was done, and I would participate to the point that I was required to, and just stand back after that. So, again, I don't know if I didn't state my position correctly or if it wasn't understood. But, no, they're two separate issues.
So the construction is going to go on. The new courthouse will be finished, and you guys will live with that, even though you disagreed with the fact that it was built in the first place, is what you're saying.
The decision to go forward will be solely that of the building authority.
Okay.
And let me state one more thing, Mike. I was not necessarily against the building of the courthouse. If the vote would have come back and the citizens would have said, yes, let's build the courthouse, I would have been on board with that. What I was against was the fact the citizen says no, and elected officials would not take that answer. They purposely found a way around the vote of the people. And that's been my contention all along. That's the basic principle of government that was violated.
Okay, I got you. John, good conversation. You have your view of life and I have mine, and we can agree to maybe not see things the same way all the time. But I fully understand where you're coming from, and the people of Griggs County certainly side on your side, because what would you say, 63% of the vote voted for new county commissioners. So, I mean, you're right, you won, and your constituents agree with you. So congratulations on that. And I enjoyed our conversation. Hopefully things will go very well for you in Griggs County.
One thing, Mike,
sure.
I didn't win. It wasn't about me. The who won are the citizens of Griggs County and our system of government. That's the winners here. Not me or any of the other candidates.
Okay. I got you. John, I'll talk to you again, okay? Thanks a lot for coming on.
Thanks, Mark.
Yep, you bet. John Wakefield, a newly elected county commissioner.